The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
There
was a scholar of the law who stood up and in order to test Jesus asked him, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law?" And he said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you shall live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped him and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going by, and he saw him, and he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by also on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who had come upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and he bandaged him. Then he lifted him up and he put him on his animal and took him to an inn and he cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins, gave them to the innkeeper with telling him, 'Take care of him, and if you spend more than what I have given to you, I will repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the man who was the victim?" And he answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we're all familiar with the Good Samaritan, and this gospel, this remembrance, the story of the Good Samaritan, appears only in the Gospel of Luke. It's typical of Luke, the Good Samaritan and the prodigal son, and this only in Luke. Luke is a very gentle, very kind, loving gospel. Portrays a Jesus who is very, very compassionate. So he speaks here about this Samaritan. Remember the Good Samaritan. Well, the Samaritans in the time of Jesus were reviled by the Jewish people. They looked down on them. There's a history to that. And the Samaritans lived in what is Samaria. It's part of what we hear about the West Bank. It's not in Israel, it's occupied territory. And it's in the area of Jacob's well. Some of you have been to the Holy Land on trips, and you've been to the well of Jacob at Shechem. That was Samaritan territory. It's now Palestinian territory. Samaritans were kind of half Jews. They were partly Jews, but they intermarried with the Assyrians, and they were considered half-breeds by the Jews. And the Jews had no time at all for the Samaritans. They looked down on them. They were very pejorative. And Samaritans, interesting, they didn't worship in Jerusalem. They worshiped on Mount Gerizim, which is near the well, Jacob's well. They're still around, but there are very few Samaritans left today. It's estimated less than 1,000 Samaritans are left today, part of the ancestry here that we're speaking about. So now we have this Samaritan, the person they look down on, the half-breed person who teaches them about compassion. Now, what's interesting in this gospel is, if you read the Greek of this gospel, there's a word, splengzitsamai, in Greek. It means he was moved with pity. Now, this isn't like he was moved, like we're compassionate. This means his deepest self was affected. It shook him. It's something real deep inside of him was moved when he saw this man who was wounded. And it may well be because he himself was a wounded person, because he himself was looked down upon, and he knew what suffering was, and he knew what isolation was and abandonment. And therefore he's moved with pity. It's only used in one other place in Luke's gospel, and that's in chapter 7, where Jesus comes upon a funeral at a little village called Naim, which is near Nazareth. And the only son of a widowed mother has died, and Jesus raises him from the dead. When Jesus looks at this widow who has nobody else in the world except this son who is deceased, it says he was moved with pity. His deepest person was moved. Now, he's given to us here in the teaching of Jesus as an example that we are the best in charity when we ourselves know how weak and how needful and how broken we are. When you become superior and you think you've got everything together, it's more difficult to become compassionate. When you're broken, you're struggling, and you need other people, and you have needed to be forgiven, and you have experienced the love of other people, then it's much more likely you'll be compassionate. So for some of us, in order to really understand and bring into practice this gospel, we have to become conscious of our own need for other people, our own need for forgiveness, our own need for understanding. When we come to terms with our own needs, then we're far more likely to understand the needs of others. See, we don't know what it is to want food. We have food. Most of us have a place to live. Most of us have people around us that love us, family, friends, whatever it is. So it's a little more difficult for us to reach out to somebody who is totally homeless and broken, and somebody who feels abandoned. And so when we begin to discover our own needs, we are far more likely to see the needs of others. That's why the Samaritan, and not the Levite, are not the Jewish priest, see this man, and he's moved with deep, deep compassion. So, see, as you journey through this day, see with the eyes of the Samaritan. See with the eyes of a person who has been forgiven, who has been blessed, who has generosity given which was not merited. See with these eyes, and then we will understand more the meaning of this parable about the Good Samaritan. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.